Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown. This is Bass Fan Radio. And with me today is George Cochran. And, George, you've been with Ranger a long, long time.
Well, Terry, you've been with Ranger or affiliated with them a long time, but it's 30 years I've been with Ranger. My whole fishing career, I've been with them. And if it wasn't for Forest and Nina Woods, I probably wouldn't be a professional fisherman. And my dream of fishing for a living and winning three world championships, it's all because of them. Because when I first started, when I made my first Bassmasters Classic back long time ago, and I caught big fish in that classic, and Stanley Mitchell won it on the Alabama River. I'll never forget it. Forrest and Nina asked me if I was going to fish the tournament trail the next year, that they'd be interested in sponsoring me, and I've been with them ever since.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and let's talk a little bit about history here. You know, you think about Ranger Boats, you know, 37 years, I guess, now in existence, and, you know, Forrest and Nina started this business, you know, right here in Flippin, Arkansas, and you think about all the good things that have happened since then and all the boats that they're building and all that, but there's a long and storied history. A lot of guys have come through Ranger.
Yeah, you know, it's well known. They're the number one boat company, you know, and they started the slogan, build them one at a time. They're probably the best looking, the best made, you know, you don't even have to have a plug in them, they'll float. And everybody wants, you know, it's just common sense. Everybody wants to run the best boat out there. And I would say one of the huge percentages of the pros that always start, they always start in a Ranger. And then sometimes because of money and sponsorship, they go different directions. But everybody wants to be in a Ranger boat.
Well, let's talk about, you know, I know probably after 30-some years of being this thing with Ranger, I bet you've had some offers to do other things.
Yes, I do, but I tell you, I'm so devoted to Ranger because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be fishing for a living. And it's not about money when you get into it so far. To me, it's I know everybody from Forest Wood to the president of Ranger to the guys at Sweep, and I spent a lot of time working promotions, and I just feel like I'm part of the family. And there's no way for any amount of money that I could swap boat companies. And I guess my prime of my career, I'm 55 years old and I'm fishing better than I ever have. And, you know, I love the boats that I'm in, and there's no way that I would ever switch companies.
Well, I got to talk to you about that, you know, that little bit of streak here. You know, you've got this thing going here. You fished Top Gun, almost won that. Right before that, you had the FLW Championship and the Classic. Almost won, well, you won the FLW Championship and almost won the Classic. A little bit of a role for a 55-year-old guy.
Well, that just shows you. That shows everybody out there. It's not because of the way you cast. It's not because of the energy you use. The most important thing in bass fishermen, it doesn't matter if you're 21 years old or you're 55 like myself, you can be a winner if you can find fish and figure out how to catch them. And I've been doing it for, you know, being a professional for 30 years. And there's one thing I've learned. I might not cast as good as I did when I was in my 20s. I might not be able to tie my line as quick. I might not be able to fish as hard as I used to. But the most important thing in bass fishing is finding them and figuring out how to catch them and knowing when to stay and when to leave. And, you know, that's strategy and time on the water. And I think that I'm in my prime at 55.
I got to ask you, you know, I watch you fish now, and I know you didn't always sit in a chair. You know, you give you and Fritz and a lot of those guys that are now sitting in a chair at the Top Gun, we got to see you a little bit sitting in that chair just a cranking and talking about the fishing and some of that kind of stuff. What made you go to the chair now?
Well, you know, I'm 55, and I had a bulging disc in my back, and now I'm in good shape. I've done my exercise, and I'm fine now. But the chair... And I'll be frank with you. I can stand up and fish for 2 hours, and then my legs and my back starts bothering me. I fish fine in these nice big Ranger chairs. And people laughed at me at first, but after a couple of years of having real good years fishing, they don't laugh at me anymore. But I sit down an hour, and I stand up an hour. And it doesn't bother me fishing because I'm, you know, 6'2", and I can sit in a chair, and I'm still just – I can handle it just as good. And a lot of times what a chair does for me, if I'm worm fishing or Carolina rig fishing or fishing deep, it slows me down. When I stand up, I tend to speed up everything. So there's times that a chair has a big plus in my ability to catch fish.
Well, you know, you look at Fritz, too. He does that same thing, throwing a crankbait. You know, he sits in that old chair and sits up there and winds. There might be a few guys come out with a chair this year, the way you guys are fishing.
Well, I believe there'll be more and more. You know, like David Fritz is well known as being the best crankbait fisherman of all time, and he puts his chair way down, and so his body and his rod's right down next to the water, and that's why he does it. And when I'm sitting in a chair, a lot of times if I'm fishing slow, it really helps me slow down. So a chair has, you know, a lot of people laugh about it because, you know, the thing now, they see these young guys standing up, no seats in the boat, and that's fine. But long as I can win a few tournaments, it's fine to use the chair.
You know, legends of the sport, you know, I think that sometimes we miss that a little bit now. You know, there's a big push for the young angler, and we have so many good young anglers now. They've learned from all you old guys and have, you know, picked up a lot of knowledge that maybe it took you to go out and learn on your own. But the old guys, the legends of the sport, the Larry Nixons, you know, the Guy Akers, the George Cochrans, those guys, those are the guys that everybody still looks up to.
Well, it's wonderful where fishing is today. I mean, every year, like starting this next year, I'll look in the field, and there'll be 200 now instead of 100 like it used to be. And I'm going to say 65% of them will be new faces, new, young, good fishermen. And that's wonderful. I mean, everywhere you look, the boat industry, like Ranger's, doing better than they've ever done before. All these, because of the FLW Tour and all these bonuses for winning if you're in a Ranger, and the other boat companies are doing good. Tournament fishing is really, and look at the payday. Here I am, 55. I win the most. I won more money in this 1 year than I almost did in my whole career this year. The money has really got up there. And that's what made so much excitement, the TV, the money. It's, you know, it's right on pace with golf and other professional sports. And that's why you're going to see so many young, good fishermen, and that's great for the sport.
I got to ask you, you go out there and you fish against the Iaconellis, and those guys are the hammers, you know, the young guys out there now, and you win the tournament. You're going, that makes me feel pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's funny. I couldn't tell you how many people come up to me after I won the FLW championship that are 50 and up, and it said, it made me realize that I can still win. You know what I mean? Because constantly you see the young, good fishermen winning tournaments because their tournaments are 4 days long and all that. But that just shows you, you're using your knowledge and your skill. You don't have to be young to win. So I proved that this year, and I came real close to winning a goal I always wanted to do, and that's win the FLW championship and the classic, you know, in 1 year, and I came close to that. But I'm excited about next year, naturally, because I just came off a big year this last year, and I'm anxious to see what happens.
You know, George, I've known you for a long, long time, maybe 20-plus years, and one of the things I always talk about when anybody talks about George Cochran, you talked about Fritz and the crankbait, but you could throw a crankbait in an inch and a half of water and catch a big old fish out of there, and I know you like that shallow water pattern, but you've really made that something that you've been very, very successful with.
Right, and you know, I've made my living fishing shallow water. Wherever I go, it didn't matter if it was in Lake Mead, I finished third, almost won a tournament out there, and where you're supposed to catch them 30, 40, 50 foot deep. There's always fish anywhere you go shallow. And the last 5 or 6 years, so spinnerbaits has to have the weather to be just right to catch them, and this and that, because, you know, it's just tougher. But the crankbait, fishing shallow, I know Fritz is well known for fishing crankbaits, but I have really done good the last 4 or 5 years fishing crankbaits shallow and cover that most people would throw in. And I'm not going to keep it a secret. That's what I'm doing. But, I mean, I'm taking a crankbait to a different level in less than 5 foot of water, catching fish in cover that most people wouldn't even throw in.
Well, no doubt about it, George, you're one of the true legends of the sport. Great, great success in the past, but I think your best work's ahead of you.
Well, Terry, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.